This will probably sound a little bit choppy and all over the place because I'm in the car and I'm charging the iPhone, so I don't know if it's going to pick up noise or any of that sort of stuff. I'm just driving up to Conkers. I've just put the T-Mobile SIM bandwidth 1 because I've got them all numbered up into different SIMs and dongles which are going to be bonded together for Conker 2. I'm just heading up to Conkers now to test out the T-Mobile SIM just to see what it's like. I've got quick install, just updated to the latest version. I'm also going to install BAMuser and test BAMuser out because BAMuser's got geolocation as well. We haven't got a library for bringing in, but we do have one for the BAMuser. At least we've got some library code for that. So probably would be BAMuser that we'll use because we'll need that sort of optimized connection that you get with BAMuser compared to Quick. And not only that, BAMuser's in Europe compared to America, so with Quick, so it might work better. Just wanted to have a bit of a whinge, really. I don't normally use the car that often, even though I'm insured on it as fully comprehensive. I tend to walk quite a lot because Sam uses the car to take Ella to nursery and go to work. And I've just been to the petrol station to fill up the car because it was literally on the emergency light thing. And I just cannot believe. Sorry about that. I had a phone call in the middle of that. 105 for petrol. I just can't believe how much it's gone up again by. They're absolutely fleecing the crap out of us, aren't they? Also, the Sainsbury's linked to the supermarket. Who knows? They might just be having, you know, a bad week at the supermarket. So if they jack up the prices of the petrol by a few pence, depending on the numbers of people that are coming to get petrol, they can sort of offset it. It's a very, very sneaky business model. I mean, you know, they've got to survive. I'm not knocking that, but it just feels, I don't know, iffy. It just feels iffy to me. Anyway, we're just up at Conkers. I say we, me. What was I going to say? Yeah, more and more every day, it makes sense to have these hyper-local sustainability gathers, meetups. I'm absolutely desperate to get myself an electric bike or electric something now that I have, you know, minimal cash to spend. I want to make it go as far as I can. I've just literally picked up my Dole for 2 weeks and I've just bought petrol. I owe Sam a tenner, various bits and pieces that I need to pay. I've just paid a £44 BT quarterly bill. I've got to pay a £36 broadband bill. By the end of that, I'll probably have about £20, £25, £30 left for 2 weeks, and that's got to pay for my gas and electric and food. So things are tough. So when things are tough, you know, you've got to optimise as well you can. Wow, Conkers is absolutely packed today. I say absolutely packed. There's about 40 cars, I'd say. So yeah, just going to test this out, see what it runs like, and then I'm going to head back into. Ooh, can't park there. Where am I going to park? Where am I going to park? I'll park here. Yeah, so I'm just going to test this out outside, and then I'm also going to test it inside, and this will be the basis of having 5 or 6 of these SIM cards all linked up, and I'm hoping, he says, praying with his hands clasped together, that we can get the decent Huawei E169s, because they've got an external aerial socket, and that would be better for bringing the signal in more. We could literally get the Ranger to fling them up on the roof of Conkers, run the cables down into the Rawdon room, and give us connectivity there. Bit of a mission, but here we go.